Betty?
No, not Betty something. Who was she?
The woman that was she, she was born here in 1918?
Oh, no, I don't see one at all.
We're doing this with our patients.
Oh, yes, I remember the Depression. My goodness.
I figured we could probably also go back to the convention and then I'll ask the question. Where we go from there.
My dad was working up at the time. He came up before we did, and he was working in sheet machine. And then afterwards, I think he came up in about 25, I think. And so he came up in 26. He came up good about a year or so before we moved up here anyhow.
When did you first move to Youngstown?
When we first came up here, we were living in Girard because my husband was working out to the, I think they call it the plate mill out there in Girard at the time, so we were living out there.
Was your husband from Virginia too?
No, he was from Carolina. Mm-hmm.
So he came here about the same time. We were married when
he was here.
So,
Mr.
Girard,
when
did you move
into that's when we came from Virginia. We moved into Rod, then we went to Rod and we lived there. Oh, we lived there for about, I would say about a year. Mm-hmm. And then we moved over here in Youngstown. And that time we were living on the north side. And the streetcars were running then at that time.
They were?
Streetcars were running from Youngstown out to Girard. And I think there were streetcars probably. Now, that I don't remember clearly, but I know when we did move on the over here in 28 on the south side, there were streetcar tracks up and down Glenwood. But the streetcars weren't running up there then. They just had the gasoline boxes.
Oh.
And 28 then.
You mentioned that you remember the Depression.
I think everybody remembers the Depression.
How did the Depression affect you?
Well, to tell the truth, a lot of people say, well, we didn't have enough to eat and we didn't have clothes, you know, and that sort of thing. But I think through the sheet and tube, they used to let the employees have groceries, you know. And I think, I don't know where they had stamps or how they did that now, but we always had plenty of food, and then I sold too, you know. And we would, my mother and I would make over things, and we'd buy material and make the kids' school clothes. And I can't say really, we may not have had a lot of money at the time, but we had plenty of food and clothing and that sort of thing. But we never stood in line, you know, for soups or anything like that. My husband would work, he was working sheet and tube, and he worked sometimes, not every day, you didn't. And it wasn't too bad. Not for me. I really didn't. And we used to, a friend of mine, and we would, a lot of times, we would combine our foods. You know, she'd come over, And she would cook one thing and I would cook something else. And it made it nice, you know. So I really had no problem.
You know, everybody, remember people that did have it bad, or the bad part of
the place? Well, there were some people, yes, some people, neighbors, of course. We were living down High Street then at 656. And there were some neighbors, yes, that they would go down. They had the soup kitchen then, down to Third Baptist Church. And a lot of the people, they had, I don't know what they call, well, it was some kind of a little buckets or something, and pans, or where they would go down and get the soup and come back and that sort of thing. But, I don't know, the neighbors all there. I don't know, it's funny. Well, you know, some people don't want, they don't care where they work anyhow, so they had their problems. But it really never affected me, because we canned a lot, and we had gardens, you know, and what we put in the garden, we would always can it, and we had food to plenty. So that brought to mind the other day when we were talking about canning. I don't can a thing now. I can so much then. You know, there used to be a farmer's market over on the corner of Federal, well, what is Spring Common, not Spring Common, Westlake Crossing. Mm-hmm. There used to be a farmer's market over there, like Pike Street Market. The farmers would come in and bring the produce, and we used to go over at night, my mother and dad and my husband. We would go over and get vegetables and fruits and things that we didn't have in the garden. And that's where we had stuff to can. It had days, you know, certain days, like they do at the Pike Street Market. They had certain days to come in with the produce.
Children, then, were they born in
the same? The oldest daughter, Muriel, was. She was born then. And she went, she started school. In fact, both of them started school down here. You weren't here then. I don't suppose. And then how, what's Calvin Center down here? Oh, you know a Calvin Center on Mahoning Avenue and West Avenue? That used to be the old, West Side School, and the kids used to go down there to school. And then I don't know whether they condemned it or what, but then they moved them up to Grant. That's up on Edward Street. That's where they started going, then up on Grant. But that used to be this old West Side School. All the kids around in the neighborhood used to go there. Yes, it's the Calvin Center now.
I think
Oh, we go to movies and baseball. We used to have baseball up this field. Oh, what's the name? Evans Field. Up on, I think it's on the, it's across from Lexington. What is the playground? Now, they probably have some baseball then, but it was, they'd have the women's softball teams, and then they'd have men's games up there. And then we would play cards sometimes amongst ourselves and the kids. I would get on the floor and play jacks with the kids. And I mean, that was just about it, you know. Old Warner Theater and the Strand Theater down, used to be down on the square, and the what's the theater up here on that they tore down, across from across from the Calvary. The West Theater there. Is that Park Theater? Is that the Park Theater now? What is the name of that theater? Well, anyhow, we would go to the movies and they have some pretty good shows.
They have the Hippodrome now?
Yes, they had the Hippodrome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we would go there. They, it was just the corner of what was playing, you know, the different shows, but we would go there. I went to the movies then. I think, in fact, most everybody went to the movies more so than do now because they're sitting there looking at television, you know, and or listening to the radio, and that was recreation for me. And we sometimes, we always go out to Mill Creek Park and we fish out there sometimes. Didn't catch nothing much, but we would be fishing right on. But I can't remember the name of the movies, but some of these historical pictures that, like, Charlton Heston plays in there, the Ten Commandments and all that, they're old pictures. And The Road, and I'm trying to think of something else with them. Oh, I can really think of them there. Oh, we did see the Gift of Susan Scarlet Letter. I used to make it my business to go see Clark Gable pictures. But when you go back to remember most of the names, no.
Do you remember, was the circus still
coming from? Oh, yes, they used to have circus. The circus, there used to be some that would come up on Federal Street, West Federal Street, which would be near what's Worthington Street now. It was the field on the right-hand side going up Federal Street. And they'd have the circus every year up there, and we would go to it. I don't think you're having the circus, not big circus coming to Youngstown anymore, but they would come and stay a week. And they'd have big crowds, elephants and all.
What
circus was it? You know? The Ringling Brothers, I think. The Ringling Brothers was the most, you know, the big circus that would tour around.
Did you and your husband belong to any clubs or anything?
My husband belonged to the Mason. But social clubs, no, he never joined the social clubs. The clubs in the church, you know. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we find out a lot about the organization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't go up there in the earlier days. It's been just the latter days that I have gone to Stamball or the Trojan, but I never did go up there before then. Yeah, I think everybody remembered that because everybody was on pins and needles, you know, waiting. Oh, it was exciting, waiting to know whether he lands, you know. And then it was big celebrations, and everybody was joyful, you know, because he made the trip safe. Yeah, it was very good. And when he died the other day, I think it was kind of sad, you know. But it was. You think that he made that trip in a single engine plane like that across all that water, you know. I said, well, he really had a nerve, you know, nervous.
Did you know he flew over
No, I didn't. I didn't at the time, no. Well, that's the first time I heard that.
If I read it, I didn't
remember.
Remember the first airplane? farther out of town. They don't know so much about the airplanes. Did you ever think about that?
Mm-hmm. You know, the airport's way outside. No, I don't. I just know to pass over this house, and I don't like that.
No.
No, I don't, really don't care. You know, there's some things that you just take for granted, you know. You really don't pay too much attention at the time unless there's some big thing about it, you know. And then they'll pass, and you don't remember it again. Unless maybe somebody else gets to talking about it, and they bring in something, and they say, well, so-and-so, do you remember that, you know? But otherwise, you take some of those things for granted, you know.
What are some of the big things that, you know, people who get no contact?
You remember that? We had someone from Chicago, right? No, there weren't many strikes, because he quit in 62. He was foreman. I say he was made foreman when during the Second World War. And there weren't many strikes at the time. You know, they had the union there, of course, but people weren't striking then like they are now. But
they
had some, but it seemed to have been settled amongst the steward and the management, you know. And then they got to the place then where they started to strike, and maybe they had reason to, I don't know. But anyway, they did. But they didn't have too many strikes while he was in there. Well, they vindicator printed down some information about the different old job problems in the paper not too long ago, because somebody from Vindicator came out and interviewed my husband at the time. And they had different people's opinions about what happened on their job at the time, you know, in the mill. And then those that weren't in the mill, it was in some other job, you know, here in Youngstown. But they had it was printed every Sunday, I think, about 3 or 4 Sundays they had it. Mm-hmm.
What's your husband's?
Well, he more or less, he would have to tell
you.
He was downstairs making some cabinets or something, leaving painting in the basement. Trying to clean it up. But I won't quote him because I may get it wrong, you know. So I'll leave his part of it out. It probably did, you know, especially the banks, you know, because I think it affected most all the money people, you know, and the banks and that sort of thing, closing down money in the banks and that sort of thing. But them and not having any at the time, it didn't bother me.
You refer to the money people.
You know, they've people had savings in there and the stores and that sort of thing, you know, that have all their care on all their, that takes care of their, all their problems and that sort of thing.
Do you remember when you played
clothes? There may have been some stores closed, but like I said, now you think back and I really don't, I don't remember them. It could have been stores closing because just about in every city there were some stores, you know, closing on account they didn't have the money and people weren't buying and all that stuff because they didn't have to buy with. So there could have been stores that did close downtown. I don't know.
I have some stuff about the big band era when we had so many of the big bands coming
down.
I do a part, I think,
we
do that.
Well, I know we used to go down to whether it was the Keith Theater. the Keith, they used to call it the Keith Theater. That was on the square. And they used to have Duke Ellington, Lionel Hamilton. They would have them down there. I know we used to go down whenever they would come in. And was it Benny that plays the instrument? Benny Goodman. They used to go down to them. And then I remember on the square, they had, you know, when the World Series was, would always be in every year. They had a board, scoreboard, and a simulation like the batters and everything. And the people would be all, we used to go down just about every day and stand and look at this board. And you could hardly get a place to stand because there'd be so many people down there looking at the scoreboard. On the square, they had the scoreboard set up right down there from, I'm trying to think, it was at the Keith. Probably from the Keith board up there. But anyway, they had that big board up there, and we'd stand. You know where the little branch library was on the square? Mm-hmm. Well, we would stand right all around there and look at this scoreboard, and they had, like, simulation, you know, the batters and running and everything, and it was exciting. It was like looking at a real ball game, and you'd be surprised at the people that would be down there looking at this game. I'm trying to think where we living on this side of town. I think we were, and if so, I know it was after 28 because we moved over here to 28. It might be a lot of people would remember that. No, but it used to be down there. And you could hardly get a place to stand. And at that time, that was during the World Series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It only went
to the series. On the series, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you would see them. I mean, they were on stage with their band, and Lionel Hampton and Benny Goodman. Oh, and I'm saying it could have been there, and Peg Leg Bates. You remember reading anything about him? He was a tap dancer, a colored tap dancer, and he had a peg leg. And he used to travel with the band, and he was very good, very good. I don't know what happened to him now, but I haven't read anything about him in a long time. It was a very palatial place, you know, inside. It was very nice, it was, with all the grapes and what have you. I'm trying to, they tore that theater down. How long have you been here?
Oh, just about 10 years.
10 years. I don't know if that's the same. So long, but I know it's been torn down now for quite some time. You may have been here at the time, but quite small, you know. But it was something like the Warner Theater. Those are the two big theaters. There was something like that.
The Warner Theater?
Mm-hmm. They had, they had pictures there, too. And I know we used to, when the bands would be there, we used to stand in line and you'd be around the square to going into the theater. That hasn't been torn down too long. You should remember. It, I'm trying to think that they changed the name of it. They could have changed the name. Maybe you wouldn't remember by that name. I'm trying to think, but it was just called the Theater. It's on the square.
Do you remember
how the
Warner Theater
It to me, it seemed like it's been open all the time. Oh, dear.
We were talking about banks closing. I was just looking down the sheet. Mm-hmm. Do you know that all but two banks closed?
Do you understand?
Because that's a
No, I really couldn't tell. I couldn't say. I don't remember the banks closed down. What banks, you know, how many were in that building?
Okay. Prohibition.
Yeah, I remember Prohibition. But that too didn't bother me because I wasn't drinking anything, you know, but I know a lot of people. At the time, there were some people that were making their own, you know, and beer and wine and whiskey and that sort of thing, because some of the fellas that used to work with my husband, they, you know, would make their own and would talk about it, but that didn't affect me. Well, you know, usually when they was coming to Youngstown, I would never go to just to see them, you know. I read about them, but I wouldn't just say go downtown or anything just to see the parade or anything like that. I wouldn't. There was some, I'm trying to think who it was that this train did come through here one time, but I didn't go downtown. I don't remember who it was now. I remember just standing, and I was quite small, and I don't remember why I remember that. At one time, Teddy Roosevelt came through our town in Virginia, and I remember my mother taking me to see him, and that's the only one I can remember. And being small, now I don't remember why that just stuck out in my mind always. I could remember him coming through. That was in Virginia, of course. But just say somebody here, I'm trying to remember who that was that did come through here on the train one time. And I know quite a few people did go down, but I don't remember who it was, and I couldn't remember. If it's called a name, I couldn't remember the name of who it was. I don't know what my husband even remembered. Because I didn't ask him so many things once. And so I just don't remember, you know. What year was that?
Well, they took place intermittently. Okay, I'm just 25.
What sort of riots were they?
I think they were racial riots.
Racial riots. You know, the riots, the only one I recall are the late riots, you know, that we've had around and neighborhoods and just all over, period, and not just here in Youngstown, you know, the riots that have taken place. And I know they weren't pleasant or anything else. It's just been about four or five years ago that we started going out to Canfield Fair.
Mm-hmm. 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 I guess it would have been far to go then.
It could have been, but you know, one reason why I would like to go every year because it's very interesting. But we didn't have a car. My husband don't drive. And we always wait on either Muriel or Dorothy. And they, you know, if I like going out, couldn't make it, I would always go with them. But we didn't go this year. We went last year, but we didn't go this year. And there was so much raining. And, you know where I really would like to go? And have you ever been to the Columbus Fair? And,
yeah.
Well, I haven't either, but I would love to go there.
Avenue was supposed to be Wick Avenue,
also
was that still the Avenue
we were supposed to be? It was a Wick stand as far as I know, Wick Avenue. Then I haven't known anything, you know, other than just the turn down of all those big homes up there. I do know that Youngstown U wasn't as large, it hadn't spread, you know, as far as it is now. It was smaller when we came here. But it was just Wick Avenue then, as far as I know, it really changed. They evidently were there when we came here because it hasn't been too long that they start tearing them down, or either office buildings being in them, you know. But all those buildings were standing, you know, those are old houses, mm-hmm. there, and all those families are still in them, and the families, I'm quite sure.
And you couldn't tell anything about them?
I don't know. Girls, so I mean, it was, of course, Muriel worked at the Pentagon about two years or more during that time. After she graduated from high school, she and another friend of hers went to Washington, and they both worked at the Pentagon at that time. And I remember I used to, for a couple of years while she was there, I went down, and we would have such a hard time getting a reservation. You had to get reservations, and you get on the train, and I know I went down one year, and I got on the train, and I think I was the only woman up from Pittsburgh to Washington. I was on there with a bunch of soldiers, not many soldiers going and coming, you know, but they were very nice, you know, and the women were all white and colored, you know, and then from when we got to Washington, crowds and crowds. The station was just filled with people. And then I know I went from Washington to Virginia, and I got on there again, and it was nothing but soldiers that were going then down to Camp Lee. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was sitting in the seat because I couldn't get a seat back in one of the other coaches. And there were several of them in the aisle gambling, and I was scared to death. But then in the fight break out of anything, you know, and it was quite pleasant. On the was the one that they'd sit down and they would talk, you know, and it was all right from that time on in. But then I remember then one weekend Muriel was coming home. And she was supposed to get in that Saturday night. And we went down the station. She wasn't there. Poor people poured off the train, you know, and the station was full of people here in Youngstown. There was a B&O. And she didn't come in. I went back again later on that night. She didn't come in. And I wanted to know what had happened. I called the Y where she was staying in Washington. they say, well, she had left, you know, that day. And what it was, she wasn't able to get a train out. And she was just there in the station, you know, waiting to get a train out from there. And finally she did come home. And I was so glad to see. I don't know what on earth to do, because we wonder, well, now, where have you been? What happened? But I wasn't the only one down there. There were several people down there looking for some of their relatives, you know, to come in. And they were caught in that rush in Washington, just like she was. Quite interesting. Yeah, at that time, mm-hmm. Because you would, and then that, you've been to Washington, haven't you? But that Washington station is a big place, and you could hardly find standing room there. And even the B&O down here would be great. In fact, all they had the Erie station then, and the old New York station was out there, but I don't know when they stopped the trains from running out there. That used to be out there. Oh, Wilson Avenue, where you branch off going to Wilson Avenue, and then you go up Hemlock. You remember when that old station right across on the right-hand side? Uh-huh. But I've never been in there because we never going that way. But I've only been in the B&O. Oh, I've been in the Erie, but we were going to Cleveland or something like that at the time. But it was crowds and crowds. That was, yes, that was during the war. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it hasn't been crowded like that since. Yeah, they did at the time. I was sorry when they took the trains off. I like the trains really better than I do the bus, because the buses are more cramped. To me, they are. In the trains, you can get up and, you know, walk back and forth. Of course, you can walk in the bus, but it's little aisles, you know, rather narrow. Yeah, I wish they put the trains back on. I've never taken a plane flight yet. I am just Muriel did here in when we were in June. We went down to Virginia. My brother-in-law died. And we all drove down, but Mel had to come back, or she had to go back to work. And that's the first time she taken the plane back. She said, oh, she said, I hope I make it. I said, you will. And she loved it. Well, I'm quite sure the mills changed over, you know, making metals, the different metals and what have you. Because for a short time, I worked out to the arsenal, in which case I think most everybody in Youngstown went out to the arsenal, you know. Out to Ravenna. Mm-hmm, Ravenna Arsenal. So I worked out there for a short time until... my doctor stopped me and told me, say, well, you never been there in the first place. And he called my husband, told him, don't let her go back out there. And so Ted didn't. I didn't go back anymore. I worked out there, I think, about a year and a half.
Was that
during
the war?
Yeah, that was during the war. They made shells, you know, and bombs and that sort of thing. It was, I worked in the change house first. That was where the girls would come and change their uniforms, change from clothes, you know, the regular dress to uniforms. And then I worked out on the assembly line. And that's where I was when I quit.
Did it lose much
Well, I can't really say. I'm trying to think, was there, I know there were quite a few soldiers around here, but I'm trying to say, I don't think there were any camps. don't think they were any camps close by. Because I remember, the people weren't mean like they are now. I would, if I were riding the bus, I would get off the bus down the bus arcade. And I would call my husband, and I would tell him all that I was on my way, you know. And by the time he would get down to about West Avenue, I would be just about there myself. So I would run a little bit, skip a little bit, you know, and walk real fast. So he wouldn't have to come so far into town, but nobody would molest you, you know. It was nice. I never bothered that I would do that, sometimes quite a few weeks, until I contacted someone that I could ride with, you know, have a ride. But otherwise, it was all right.
In other words, you probably
all
your shopping,
right? When you mm-hmm. Yeah, we were in there. No malls then. No, you all your shopping you did little corner stores, you know, and then like the A&P, you know, the equivalent. But you didn't have no malls at that time. And I thank them for the malls now.
You prefer them?
I like them. Because you go out and you park and you just walk around. You all and eat like it in the wintertime. You don't have to come out for anything, you know. You just do all your shopping right in there. And downtown, you go down there. Of course, they have the, like McKelvey's and Strauss have their own parking place. But then if you want to go in Strauss, you got to come out and come up the street, you know, or vice versa. But there, you just walk around and do all your shopping. And I like that.
remember,
oh, that was, I would say, like, some people resented it, and they thought, well, maybe they shouldn't have done that, you know. I think there's always a reaction to something like that, you know, because you think of all the innocent people that's being hurt, you know, just as when the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor, you know, the reaction there, oh, it was a terrible thing, you know, but, I don't know, just the reading about it, you know, that was it. And for me, myself, I thought, well, maybe they should have done, maybe they didn't, I don't know. But to me, I thought, too, it was a terrible thing, because you think about all the little children, all the older people, all the just innocent people, period, you know, that was killed or hurt in the whole thing. But that's the war, I guess. Virginia. Mm-hmm. Was it hard at first in Youngstown to want to find a job and get settled? Did you like Youngstown, or did you not feel welcome or at home or anything? Well, my husband got a job, as I said, at Clayton Hill, and it wasn't hard. Mm-hmm. But then about there, I didn't like Youngstown, no. Because I couldn't stand all the noise and all the dirt. And it was a long time before I got used to being here. But there were some friends of my dad's, you know, he had met. And they were very nice. And for instance, Mrs. She was Mary Lockett. That is retired just some time ago from the school. She was superintendent of some of the schools around here. Well, I'm trying to think her last name. I can't ever think her last name. Mary Bolton. I think it was Bolton, something like that. But, well, we met her and her mother and sister. That's when my dad was staying with them when he came up here. And we met them and some other friends of my dad. And they tried to make us welcome, you know, and all that. But people were more prejudiced than they are now. Yeah.
I was trying to finish my book, Dylan. I'm going to flip this, and then could we? people were more prejudiced back then.
Yeah, because, I mean, like the hiring, I mean, well, I don't think it was just the color, but I think it would be just about any, like Puerto Ricans or Mexicans or whatever that would come in, you know. They couldn't get jobs that the Caucasians could get, you know, they were prejudiced there. And you go to the, at that time, you go to the theater and you sit in a certain section, you know, and then all that passed, you know. And there weren't, excuse me. Sometimes he beats me in there.
What other things besides theater did you do?
Well, you know, like the stores. I mean, there weren't as many colored working in stores and what have you, like there are now. You couldn't get a job, and they don't care what kind of education you had. You know, it just was hard to get into those places. So, it was just prejudice, like you find, would have found all over, you know. But then that passed, you know. People began to integrate with school teachers and what have you. You know. So it was all right. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you call him.
Did your children feel like this was the hardest for schools and things?
Well, you know, children, I think, don't pay that sort of thing too much attention. They go along and play with each other, and unless there's some, they have been taught racial things, you know. They don't, because my daughter, for a long time, when she'd come home and she said, well, I met so-and-so, you know. Well, I'd say, well, was she white or color? I don't know. You know, she didn't know, you know. So, they'd never paid it no attention. They would just go along and play together, unless their parents, you know, would object, you know. But they would never bother. Well, you know, down south there's always a lot of prejudice, you know. But as I say, I didn't run up against it too much down there. I didn't. Because we lived in a sort of a mixed neighborhood down there. We did. And my dad had a good job. I never bothered. I never had. I know my husband, after he was former, there was 1,000 white within there working under him. And he told him something to do that one day. He told him he wasn't going to take orders from him, you know. So he told him, well, if he didn't want to take orders from him, then he'd just send him to the office. So he did. So the boss there told him, well, he had to take orders from him, or else could leave, you know. So, I mean, you would run into little things like that, and wherever there was a college, you know, over a whole group, maybe mixed group or what have you, you would run into that sort of thing. But then I don't think, now it doesn't, I don't think people pay too much attention, you know, that's going on. She was asking me about the what you were saying about, you know, when you were interviewed about the mill in the paper. And I thought I couldn't go ahead to tell her because I think it's something.
What do you mean about the
conditions in the, what wasn't really the conditions in the mill when you were in it?
Well, Well, that's a long story.
I got a lot of tape.
Come on, get
why,
back.
Why,
come on, get back.
I don't know if there's a whole lot that I can add to what was in the paper.
But she didn't read what was in the paper.
She didn't read that. It's just an explanation of the kind of discrimination that took place and that was taking place in, you know, those times, the conditions of those times. And there have been changes made in that people are getting into departments and all, you know, working in departments and getting advancements that weren't able to get back there then. But, documenting the idea. I can't document the understanding I'm trying to say. I can't find any specific cases of what.
Because you were the first color foreman in Sheen Tube.
In Sheen Tube, yeah, but that only points up what I'm saying, you know what I mean? The only reason that was accomplished was because the group in the department put some pressure on and the man that was head of the department at that time just happened to be kind of conservative in his views, you know. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened even then. But, of course, we've had long changes since that time. this recent law that I really heard a whole lot about people complaining about the this consent decree that was handed down in Alabama. This lately, it has to do with the same thing in the mills, that the mills are being made to pay some of these people back time because they weren't allowed to advance in that different departments they worked in, and they make them transfer these people around and give them advancement. And now the people that was in there that didn't have no business in there the first place, they're hollering because they're going to be every advance brings some complications, you know.
Yeah.
And, but it's been so many changes. It comes in such a kind of a orderly way until you forget it, you know. You
think about
every day and day, and you don't notice these changes until all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's there. So I don't know what I could add.
You know, one thing I was telling about the scoreboard you used to have on the square for the World Series. I just didn't think about that. I forgot all about that.
Television and
yeah.
Indicator used to have a scoreboard down the square. Somebody, someone, Indicator had a couple of them. Other parties, I suppose, financed it too. But people used to, not only here, but other places, people used to congregate in certain places, you know, like parks, one thing, over here, the World Series. They had a kind of somewhat animated scoreboard, you know, you see the ball move around.
Yeah, that's what I was telling them.
All that went by the board, the television.
So there wasn't radio and TV and stuff then, and that's why they had it? That was before radio.
Before TV, yes.
Before TV, they had radios, you know, but that was...
They had some radio.
They weren't as plentiful as they are now, you know.
They had the old-fashioned...
But no TV.
Crystal sets.
Can you think of anything else you'd like to tell me, or anything at all you can remember? I have one where we talk about murder cases and accidents.
Oh, no, I don't want to remember those. There's too many of those things happening now.
Weather-wise.
We had a garden down here, and we had a garden down here, and I never had, not to affect the garden that much, you know, because you could water it, you know, so I wouldn't think about all right. You know, though, when they changed all around in here, what was Rockview now was Garlic Street. That's right down here. Mm-hmm. That was before they even they started putting the freeway in. They used to have, it was Garlic Street. And then they changed the name to Rockview. It must have said probably, possibly, because, you know, changed a lot of other streets. I never heard any reason other than they just changed it to Rockview. There could have been an explanation, and if somebody else could remember, probably would remember, you know, why, but I never heard an explanation as to why they just changed it from Garlic to Rockview. Because we lived on there when it was Garlic State. That was where we moved, and we moved over here in 28 down there.
Help you anymore. You were, though, I certainly
couldn't help
you anymore.